Hello, here we are. Here we are in the U on Monday. What day is it, Rodney?
First, it's actually asking quite a bit. There's two beds over there.
Rodney seems to be rather keen on sex at the moment. I think you ought to move to James and Carl. Hello, gentlemen. How are you, everybody?
After I'm going to really ruin this by not saying a complete word.
Why not? I think Rodney's rather trashed, isn't he?
I didn't even hear him.
Who are you? Now tell me who you are, really, seriously.
This is for James's friends.
No, honestly. He's not, he's lying, honestly.
Anyway, why do you want to know?
No, we don't. I mean, God forbid it's the
no, that's the most important thing.
Geography. I know archaeology.
The most pissed off. Here's Neville. Hello, Nev. Alright, Pyre. Do you like my costume?
Oh, yeah.
Who is Caesar?
No.
Arthur.
No, Arthur.
Arthur, that's the one. This. Always as well.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Arthur's funny.
How the hell do I know you? Are you really?
I am. Your walking's on.
Yes, I know.
Idea.
You've got Rodney's got a good idea.
Put the tape recorder on, we're going and talk to these two persons.
Alright, let's go and talk to these two persons. Rodney's going to embarrass himself.
It's out.
Yes, of course it is,
Rodney. I won't embarrass yourself because I know these two persons. But there's this guy in a purple t-shirt
that's
got knocked out. That's the type of
boy. He's a bit of a sad kid, isn't he, really? I think you ought to like warm yourself up against Carlos here. Just use Carlos as a punch bag and then take him out.
We've tried that.
I just had to drink water.
I didn't know. You're one soon, though.
And what?
That's my fighting weight, though.
Fighting weight?
One on the stomach, no.
Half a pop in there.
So he's desperate up here.
Yes, it's Carl.
Oh
no, wait, let's go.
Oh, what a ministering angel.
That's beautiful, that's brilliant.
It's already on, I tell you, my boy.
Right,
Carlos, what do you think of that one?
I want to know a phone number. Come on, let's go.
You're really lager, haven't I?
Dizzy laughing Clive. Alright, everybody, this is Clive. Good hockey player and a good friend. Engineer, this is Rodney. And Clive. This is Carlos here.
Right. And he's not wearing a silly cloth on his.
No, I am wearing a silly cloth. This is a blood stain. A Christian who's already been in the dome, whatever it is.
That's the one that I helped.
Colosseum, Arthur.
Colosseum. That's
I helped to decorate. Yeah.
Did you? One of my best. And there should be a handprint somewhere. Yay, a handprint there. I also have it lowered down on my arse. Right, we're going following Poontang, I believe. I'm not pissed yet.
Arthur, excuse me.
Have you anything to do with
classics? No, I'm nothing to do with it at all.
Arthur, you're something to do with classics.
Right,
move
good.
Over here.
Move all right,
over
here. All right.
Arthur.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to give you my phone number, Arthur.
Check
Come on, Rodney, let's check Kirsty out, please.
Come on, Rod. Grab this man. We've got to find this girl he wants to ask out.
Who?
Him, yeah, he's a bit shy.
He wants to shag,
alright. Well, I think so, basically.
What's her name?
I don't know.
She's not called Vagina, is she?
No, she might be.
I'm serious, because I know she's not called Vagina.
Really? What an unfortunate name.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's a lie, isn't it?
Well, she's...
What's the name? What's the name, please?
Alice.
Kirsty.
No, not yours.
Alice Allison.
No, wait a minute.
Kirsty.
No worries at all.
No worries at all.
Steve.
The man says no worries at
all. Bastard.
Allison. Come on, where's Kirsty?
Where's Paul?
Where's Kirsty?
We've got to find a girl for Kirsty.
Oh, Rodney! Rodney!